Beginning the current daf Masech Pesachim daf Ayin Beis. We begin on the top line of the Yamin, where the Gemara begins to explain the Mishnah on the previous daf. And that is the Mishnah on the previous daf explained, although we had mentioned the previous Mishnah, that there are certain malachas that are Deiches Shabbos regarding the halachas of Karban Pesach. Specifically, one is allowed to do the Shechita of the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, although Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. However, the previous Mishnah on the previous daf explained that if it's an invalid Shechita, because one does it, for example, as we're going to explain, Shalei Lishma, something that will not be kosher for a valid Shechita of the Karban Pesach, therefore that will ultimately come out as a Chil Shabbos, and hence a person will be Chayav Chatzis for doing the Shechita, which is one Lama Tes Melachas, on Shabbos. Now Gemara begins to discuss the cases of the Mishnah. But Ma'iskinan, with what are we talking about, which was the first case of a Mishnah, which we said that if someone slaughters the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Shaloi Lishma, that then is going to be Chayav Chatzis, as we said, because you're not fulfilling the Chiyuv of Pesach, and hence the Shechita was not for a mitzvah purpose, and therefore you're Chayav Chatzis for doing a Melach on Shabbos. What is the case that it's talking about, that he did it Shaloi Lishma? If you're saying that he was mistaken, that he thought that it was a different carbon, and hence, although it's a carbon Pesach, he was doing it for a Shlam or a Chata or something else that he thought that he's allowed to bring it for that, and he's doing it for that carbon. If that's the case, so Shamit Mina, we could be able to infer from that, from the fact that in our Mishnah says that he's going to be Chayiv for that Shechita, obviously, the Karban Pesach that he in actuality is bringing, he just thinks that it's a different carbon, and he thinks he's allowed to and he's going to bring that carbon, that obviously, that the Karban Pesach is pasul. Because again, if it was a kosher Karban Pesach, ultimately, after the fact, even though it was done by mistake, then it wouldn't be a Chil Shabbos, and hence he would not be Chayav Achatas. So what you can infer from there is that a Kir Batayis, if someone is uprooting the status of a carbon and he wants to remove it and give it a different status, which is that he did not intend to remove the name of Pesach from it, although he's doing it for a different carbon, it's because he thinks it's a different carbon. So he's uprooting it mistakenly, that Havei Akira. Obviously, that we consider it, even though it was mistakenly done like that, that we would consider as if he would be doing it with his willingness and knowing full well that he's uprooting it to a different one, which would hence make it a different carbon. And that's why it wouldn't be fulfilling the chiv of the carbon Pesach. And as Taisus explains, that the rebrings that this is a machlekes in Perakat Chilis, Masachis Menachis, and therefore this would seem to indicate, like that man the Amad, that a Kir Batayis, although he's doing it mistakenly, it would be uprooting it. It wouldn't be a carbon Pesach anymore if you're doing it for a different carbon. And that's why it's possible, and that's why it'd be Chayav Achatas. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a right to that man the Amad. Elabo Eker, it could be talking about his doing it, he's knowingly uprooting it. He says, I know this is carbon Pesach, however, I want to do it for a different carbon. And therefore, that's why it's going to be not an Emor Karban Pesach, because if you're uprooting it midas with your knowledge, then it actually you are uprooting it to a different one. However, you'd still be only Chayav Achatas, it wouldn't be considered amazed because you're shogeg regarding the Isser. So that's what the case would be talking about, that it wouldn't be a right to that man d'amar, it would be that he's doing it knowingly. But then the difficulty becomes, Amos Seva, let's look at the end of our Mishnah, which says, in other words, the next statement says, Bishar Kalazvachim, however, regarding other karbanos, sheshachtun l'shem haPesach, that they were slaughtered with the intention of being brought as a karban Pesach, again, on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, so then the Mishnah said it depends. Im einen ruyin chayiv, if they're not fit to be a karban Pesach, which means to say, let's say they're in the keva, or in the second year, or from cattle, which cannot be brought as a karban Pesach, then everyone would agree that you're going to be chayiv, because there's no what's called tav advar mitzvah, you know, there's no mistake. It might be an error that you might think you're allowed to, but no one would think that you're actually coming to fulfill the chayiv of the karban Pesach. However, im ruyin hein, if they are fit to be a Karban Pesach, they look like in all externals like this Karban Pesach. It's in the first year, it's a male, it's a sheep. And therefore, in that case, there's a machlekes that is brought in our Mishnah. But Yez Mechayev Chatzis, Rabbi Lezer says that still the person is going to be Chayev Chatzis. He does not hold to the concept of Tabar Dvar Mitzvah Pater, and therefore you're like a regular Shagig, you're going to be Chayev Chatzis. If you're Bishua Pater, Rabbi Bishua says that you're going to be Pater, again, because that would fall into the category which Bishua holds of Tabar Dvar Mitzvah. He thinks he's fulfilling a mitzvah. You think you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that's not considered a Shagig to be Chayev Chatzis. That was what we had mentioned in the Sefer. The difficulty becomes Ve'iba Eiker, and if it's talking about, which is what the uniformity of the Mishnah was, that we were saying regarding the Karban Pesach that was brought for a different Karban, that we're saying it was being done midas, he knew that he's removing it from the status of Pesach to another one, it wasn't mistakenly, then the difficulty becomes regarding the case of the Seifa, Mali Ruyin, Mali She'en Ruyin, what would be the difference if this animal is fit to be a carbon Pesach or not, that you're bringing it as a carbon Pesach, although it's a different carbon, ultimately, this Akira is not a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvahu. He's not making a mistake. Why would Rabbi Shua say that he'd be exempt if it's fit to be a carbon Pesach? But he's not making a mistake because he knows it's not a Pesach. You're saying he's doing a Bedas, that he's taking the status of whatever carbon this was, a Shlamim, and he's saying, you know what? I'm going to make it as a carbon Pesach. Now, that's not a Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. He doesn't think it's a carbon Pesach, and that's why he's going to be Pater. He knows, because he said the Reish is talking about when he's doing it Ba'ikr, when he's doing it not mistakenly. Ela Pshita, as the Gemara says, Betaya, must be that the Sefer is told him that he was mistaken. Because if it was Midas, then why would Rabbi Shua say he's Pater if it's Ruyin? And therefore, that's the difficulty. That comes out that the Reisha regarding the Pesach that was slaughtered for a different one was Ba'ikr, which was done with his knowledge. Yet the Sefer of other Karbanos that's done for Pesach, comes out Betaya was mistakenly. Rebavin answers, yes, in Reisha Ba'ikr v'Sefer Betaya. The Reisha is talking about that it was done with his knowledge, and the Sefer was done mistakenly, and that's why Rabbi Shua holds these parts, because it's Tabad Mitzvah. And the Gemara supports this answer, because Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef leRavo, to have a koi be'uchlosa de'inshi. He found Rav Yitzchak that was amongst a large group of people, Amalei, and he said to him, Masnit Mai, what do we do with our Mishnah? We have this contradiction of, it seems like that this contradiction of what was this changing of the status, was it mistakenly or was it done with Iker? Amalei said to him, Reisha b'Iker, v'Sefer b'Taya. That's the resolution. It is. The Reisha is when you did it knowingly and the Sefer is doing it when it's mistakenly. So it says, Tanami ne arbon zimni. He learned it from him 40 times. He kept on reviewing it. And it was compared to him as if he had it in his pocket. In other words, he wanted to be able to remember that, so he reviewed it right away 40 times. Now the Gemara asks on our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah. Amr Eliezer, Eliezer said in regards to his machlekes to be sure regarding the statements that we just mentioned before, in the case of when the person brings another carbon for the sake of a Pesach, if it's going to be potter or not. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, I'll bring your raya, not like your help, not like your shita. Because ma'am Pesach, if we find by the carbon Pesach, shemut l'shmai, which that's permitted to be brought on Shabbos, if it's brought for the sake of a carbon Pesach. Yet kishashin l'shmai chayiv, even you agree, if you bring the Pesach shalo l'shmai, then it's going to be chayiv. And therefore, Zvachim Shein Nesurin Lishman, where even you agree, other Karbanis, where if they're brought for their own sake, let's say bring a Shlamim on Shabbos or Pesach, that you would agree that you're Chayiv, not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Kishashina Shman Ein Adin Shehi Chayiv, so then when you're changing it for not for its namesake, which is a lower level, it's like a downgrade, you're not doing it as it should be brought, which in this case we're saying the Zevach, this other carbon was brought L'Shem Pesach, most definitely they're going to be Chayiv. How can you say that in that case, you're holding is going to be Potter? As your logic is Tabad Vamitzah, but how can you say that if even Lishma it's not good? And by Pesach, which we find Lishma is good, but Shalom Lishma is not good, so how could you say by other Zvachim that you would be Pater? But then the question becomes, V'im Isen, if it's like we had just explained before, this discrepancy between the case of the Reisha and the case of the Seifa, when Pesach was done, Shalom Lishma, and the case of Zvachim that was done, Shalom Lishma, for Pesach, Halei Dami. There's no comparison the Reisha to the Seifa, which is the basis of this Kavachayme that Rabbi Eliezer is using against Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Reish Shabbaikr, the Reish is talking about that he was uprooting it, wasn't mistaken. Yes, so there I could understand that you'll be chayiv when you're uprooting it, midas, to another carbon. The Sefer Betaya, but the Sefer regarding other Zvachim that done for Pesach is mistaken. And therefore there's no such a Kavachayme, because I could understand that when it's mistaken, that then you'd be included in the category of Tabit Vamitzvah, that then it would not make a person chayiv. So therefore, what is this Kavachem that Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Rabbi Yeshua, if just based on what we said, that there is this fundamental difference between the cases? And that the Gemara answers Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that he does say this Kavachem, Loi Shanile, he does not differentiate. He holds there is no difference between when you're doing it Midas or when you're mistaken, and that's why he makes that Kavachem. He doesn't hold that there is such an element of Tabad Vamitzah. You're changing the status. And therefore, by Pesach, which Lishma is good, Shalai Lishma, when you're changing is not good, most definitely by other Zvachim, where even Lishma is not good, most definitely Shalai Lishma is not going to be good. But then the Gemara asks, so fine, that's Rabbi Eliezer, why he was able to say that Kavachem, because it does not hold to that discrepancy. But and as we find in the Mishnah, that both cases he holds that you're going to be Chayiv. But Rabbi Shua, the Shani Le, according to Rabbi Shua, that he does differentiate, as we had just explained, why in the case of the Reisha he holds that you're Chayiv, and the case of the Sefer he holds that you're Pater, because the case of the Sefer is Ta, and the case of the Reisha is when you did it with Akira. But then, Lishani Lehachi, That should have been his answer to Rabbi Eliezer. What are you asking me, such a kal v'chomer? There's a big difference between the case of the Reisha, which is Iker, and the case of Seif, which is Tarim, therefore there is no such a kal v'chomer. Why does he respond to him as he does in our Mishnah? Oh, that you want to know why there's no such a kal v'chomer? Because by the case of Pesach, when you did a Shalai Lishma, you did it Shalai Lishma for something that is Aser. Hence, what you're removing it to is Aser, therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Whereas by the other Zvachim that I'm saying, you're going to be Pater, because what you're removing it to is for something that is Kasher on that day, which is the Karban Pesach, which is Kasher done on Shabbos. Why does he give us such an answer? Why doesn't he just say, as we had explained before, that there's a difference between Ta and Oiker? So now the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi Kamale, this is what Rabbi Yeshua was telling him. Lididi, according to my opinion, as we had just explained the Gemara, loy dami, there's no comparison. What is this kal v'chomer you're telling me? Reisha ba'ikr v'sefer b'taya. You're right in the Reisha that you're going to be chayv shalei lishma, because that's when you did it knowingly with Akira. The Sefer that I'm saying you're going to be pater is because you're mistaken, and that's my sheet of tabet v'amitzvah. However, even lididach, but even according to your opinion, your reasoning, loy, there still wouldn't be a kal v'chomer, because im amarta pesach. And this is what he says in our Mishnah. Because if you're going to say by the Karban Pesach, Shashina es Shemoy L'dav Ha'aser, where if you change it, and what you're changing it to, Shalei Lishma, is something that's forbidden to be brought today, that's why when you do it for that Karban, for that what you're doing it for, that's going to make that you're Chayiv. Whereas Taimer B'Zvachim, regarding Karbanos, other Karbanos, Shashina es Shemoy L'dav Ha'muter, which what we're talking about is that you changed it, you did it for Shalei Lishma, for the sake of which Karban? A Karban Pesach, which is permitted to be brought today on Shabbos, therefore that would be Pater, because again, that would fit into the category Rabbi Yeshua holds of Tarbet Var Mitzvah. And therefore, that's why he says that. That was in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, but you're right, according to him, he could have just said there's a difference between Ta and Akira. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, this machlekes, this back and forth debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Imuri Tzibur Yechichu. The Karbanis of Tzibur can prove my point that I'm telling you. Shehimutaran lishman, which they're permitted when they're done for the sake of the carbon tzibur, which is, let's say, the carbon tamid or musab, that they're allowed to be done on Shabbos. Yet vashoich lishman chayiv, but however, if someone brings some other carbon for the sake of that carbon tamid or carbon musab on Shabbos, even you would agree that he's going to be chayiv. Yet according to the logic you just said, Rabbi Yeshua, that when you're doing something for something, that thing that you're doing it for is mutter to be done on Shabbos, that then you're putter, so then why would you say you're chayiv in the case of when you're doing a different carbon for the carbon tzibur of tamid and musaf? So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, and that Rabbi Yeshua responded, loy. No, there's still a difference between the two types. Because im amarta be'muri tzibur, if you're telling me that you're right, I agree by the case of the carbon tzibur, that you're going to be chayiv even if you're doing it for something that's permitted to be done on Shabbos, shekin yesh len kitzah, because there's a set amount. Wow, there's two carbon tamids brought on every day. There's how many carbon musafs? And therefore, that will not fit into the category of tabid v'amitzah. And then, yes, of course, the person would be chayiv. Taimer b'pesach shein le kitzah, but would you say the same thing regarding what the case that we're arguing about regarding carbon pesach, where there's no set amount? There's no amount to how many carbon pesachs that are brought. Everyone's bringing, the whole Jewish people have to bring carbon pesachs. And therefore, this person that found some lamb over there that's just hanging around in the courtyard at the base of Migdash, he thinks it was lost from the owner, and he slaughters it for the sake of whoever it is. That would be definitely included in Tarbet V'Mitzah. He's caught up in this, and everyone's doing it. He thinks it's a Karban Pesach. That would be called Tarbet V'Mitzah. And that's why what I mean to say when you're doing it for L'Shalei L'Shma, for something that could be brought that day, that you're going to be exempt. But that's not the case for Karban Sebah, where there is no element of Tarbet V'Mitzah over there. And that, the Gemara asks, Lememra, does this mean to say the cholhecha de islei kitzvah, that anything that does have a set amount, that mechayev Rabbi Yeshua, that then Rabbi Yeshua would hold that you're chayev, as he says by Karban Tzibur, that he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why that would not be considered tabet v'mitzvah? But it's difficult, because v'aritinoikis de islei kitzvah, because regarding infants, that there is a set amount, and specifically regarding a case when there are two babies. One is the circumcision is supposed to be the eighth day is on Shabbos, and one, the circumcision is supposed to be the eighth day is on Sunday, the day after Shabbos. And he knows that he only has to do one bris milah on Shabbos. So therefore, that's a set amount. There's not like 100 babies or 1,000 that he's getting caught up in this. It's kitzvah, like the case of Karban Tzibur, which based on what we just said, he should say that one would be chayiv. Yet now we learn in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that says, Misha hoigilo shnei tinekis, someone that had two babies, Echad l'moyle achar Shabbos, one that the bris milah was supposed to be done on Sunday, ve'echad l'moyle b'Shabbos, and one that the bris milah was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'shachach, and he forgot. He made a mistake. Umol eshel achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he by mistakenly took the Sunday baby and did the bris milah on Shabbos. And that the Mishnah says, he's going to be chayv, because although he's what's called tar b'dvar mitzvah, however, he ultimately did not end up doing any mitzvah, because the Sunday baby wasn't the zman yet of the bris milah. There is no mitzvah milah before the eighth day. And therefore, Bishu would agree that in that case, that would not be included in the category of tar b'dvar mitzvah, because you didn't ultimately fulfill a mitzvah, and therefore you're going to be chayv. Then the Mishnah continues, however, echad l'mayla be'echad b'Shabbos. If there is one baby that the bris milah was supposed to be on Friday, ve'echad l'mayla b'Shabbos, and one baby is supposed to be the next day on Shabbos, v'shachach u'mal, he made a mistake. He was mol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. He went and he did the Friday baby on Shabbos. And that is because he thought that the Friday baby was really the Shabbos baby. And now, this of the Erev Shabbos baby, why didn't he do the bris on Friday? Either because he was sick on Friday, or because something happened, there was a snowstorm, whatever it is, he couldn't do the bris milah. Now, a milah shaloi bezmana, once it passes the eighth day, although it's not doich Shabbos, you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. However, since it's already past the time, and he waited till the following day, this is included according to the first version of the Machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer in the halachas of bris milah. This Tanakhama says that this will be a Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you would be Chayev Chattas because he doesn't hold to this principle of being Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, and even if you ultimately were Mekayev Mitzvah with the Friday baby on Shabbos, because once it's past the eighth day, there's always the Mitzvah Mila being done, still he holds you're going to be Chayev. He doesn't hold, as we had said before, on the Halacha of Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the person will be exempt because he is Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He thinks he's doing the Shabbos baby on Shabbos. And ultimately, he is doing a mitzvah of milah of the Friday baby being done on Shabbos. Now, although he was Mechal Shabbos, and he did that Shaloi Kahalacha, because you're not supposed to do it when it's not the eighth day to do it on Shabbos, if let's say it's the ninth day. However, he did fulfill the mitzvah of milah. Therefore, the question of the Gemara is, so here also, and just like by milah, which there is a set amount, and yet we say that Rabbi Shua holds you're going to be exempt. So here also, where there's a set amount by the carbon sibah, he should be exempt, just like he says by the halach of milah. Because ultimately, by the carbon that you're bringing as a carbon sibah, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. Because the halacha is, as it says in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, that all carbonists that are brought shaloi lishma, which in this case you're taking some other carbon, bringing it for one of the carbonists tibah of carbon tamid or musiv, it's going to be kasher. So therefore, this one that finds this carbon in the azar and he brings it for one of the carbonists of the tibur, let it be a carbon tamid, it's going to be kosher, as it originally was what it's supposed to be, because even though it's brought shalel shema, it's kosher. And therefore, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. It should be just like the Friday baby brought on Shabbos, because although we find over there that there's a kitzvah, and here also there's a kitzvah, that should not be a principle, as he says he's still going to be potter. He should also be potter. So why does Rabbi Shua agree to Eliezer in the case of the regular of some other carbon being brought as one of the carbon sibah that you're going to be chayiv? On that, Amar Rabbi Bami says that hachab ma'eskinan, to understand the difference why over there by Mila, Rabbi Shua holds that the person that's circumcising the Friday baby on Shabbos is going to be Pater, is because K'gain she'kodim u'mol shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. That what happened was is that there were these two babies, and he had first done the circumcision of the Friday baby on Shabbos. And that is, when he circumcised the Friday baby, both babies were still uncircumcised. And that's why he holds over there you're going to be Pater. Why? The ikahach, the Shabbos, the tarid bay, because there's another fundamental principle that's an important variable over here. Because since the real Shabbos baby was still around, he was what's called tarid. He was busy with one of them, that he knew that one of them was supposed to be done today on Shabbos. And therefore, that would be considered a tar b'dvar mitzvah, because there's something here that is actually a mitzvah that's supposed to be done, that is supposed to be deicha Shabbos. And although he didn't do the right one, that would still be considered tar b'dvar mitzvah. However, Hach over here in our Mishnah regarding when he does this other carbon for the carbon tzibur is talking about k'goin shekodim v'shachtinu le'imuri tzibur b'resha. They were talking about that the carbon tzibur of the Tamar of the Musa, whichever one it was already brought. Where right now, when he goes and brings this other carbon as the carbon tzibur, he's not what's called tarid and busy with the shechita of the one that should be done, that's to be Deicha Shabbos. And that's why, since it's also katziv, he's going to be chayv, because there's no element over here to patrim. There's no element of ein kitzvah where he's so busy and he doesn't realize it. And there's also no element, which there is by the case of milah, where you're at least tarid b'dvar mitzvah, because you think that you have to do, which you do have to do one, it's just a wrong one, because over here there is none right now when you're doing this wrong carbon as the carbon tamar, because that was already brought. And since it was already brought, there's no tarid b'dvar mitzvah at that moment. On that, the Gemara asks, on this resolution of this inconsistency in the opinion of Rabbi Shua regarding our Mishnah and over there in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos regarding Mila, if that's the way we're explaining our Mishnah, let's see as follows. So our Mishnah said that regarding this Machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer, that although there is this Machlekes when you're doing this other Zevach, Shaloi Lishma for Pesach, which is the element of Tobet VaMitzah that they're arguing about, and Rabbi Eliezer then asked him regarding the case that we find of where L'chaira you should argue when you bring another carbon for carbon tziba, yet you agree. So he said, he answered him why that there they would be different. However, Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Eliezer's question doesn't even start because Afa Sheikh L'Shem Imuri Tziba Pater, that you're right. In that case, I would even go further than Yeshua. And if you do bring some other carbon for carbon tziba, you would be Pater because yes, that's Tabit Var Mitzvah. And that the Gemara asks, based on the way we just explained the case of our Mishnah, would your mayor say that, which is how we're assessing the case in our Mishnah, that even if you already brought that carbon tziba of the Tamid or the Musaf, and that's why Rabbi Shua holds that you're going to be chayiv, even in such a case, your mayor would say that you're going to be Pater, as if that's included in the case of Tabit Var Mitzvah? What type of Tabit Var Mitzvah is that? You already did the Dvar Mitzvah. But Tanya, but learn the Brisa, that Remeir would agree in such a case, that if that was already done, then there's no Tabet Va Mitzvah. So how could we say that's the case of a Mishnah? We learn the Brisa, that Reb Chiya Me'ovel Arav, which is the name of a place, that he said that Remeir said, in explanation of that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, there was one version that we had quoted from that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. However, Reb Chiya, he says a different version of Remeir in explanation of the Machlekes of Yeshua and Reb Eliezer in that Mishnah in regarding Mila. And that as Reb Meir says, Lo yinechleku Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua, al shahoyu lo shnei tenaik, is that they do not argue when regarding a case of two babies, of echad lamal erev Shabbos ve'echad lamal b'Shabbos, when there was a Friday baby and there was a Shabbos baby. V'shachachu mal eshal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he made a mistake. And he brought the Friday baby on Shabbos, where there no one disagrees that the chayiv, that he would be chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. And even though there's a mitzvah being done, because once it's post-eighth day, there's a mitzvah being done. No, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that in that case, he'd be chayiv. Alman nechlekuh, then regarding what case did they argue? Ashahoyu lo shnei tinaikis. And this is because Rabbi Meir, in a sense, reverses how the explanation of the Tanakhama said it, that the machlekes was not in the Sefer case, which was regarding the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby, rather it's in the ratio of what the Tanakhama had said in Masechta Shabbos, that it's the case of the Sunday baby and the Shabbos baby. That's where the machlekes is, of Echad Lomal Echar Shabbos. One baby was supposed to have the Bris Milah after Shabbos on Sunday. Ve'echad Lomal Shabbos, and one was supposed to have the Bris Milah on Shabbos. Ve'shachachu Mol Eshal Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos. He made a mistake. He did the circumcision of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. With the Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yechayev Chatas because there's no element of Tarbet Var Mitzvah. He doesn't hold to that principle. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, and Yeshua holds that you're going to be exempt. Now Rashi explains that the Gemara assumes right now that in the case of the Reisha, where Meir holds that you're going to be Chayev, when you do the Bris Milah on both of them, of the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby, is that the person thinks that both of them had the time of the Mila coming. And therefore, he did the Bris Mila of the Shabbos one first, which is the one that was supposed to be done today. And then he did the Bris Mila of the one that was supposed to be brought yesterday of a Friday. He thought that the Friday baby was a Shabbos baby too. Now, although he ended up doing a mitzvah, however, since at the time when he's doing the Friday baby, there was no more tirda, so to speak, of the Shabbos, the one that was supposed to be Deich Shabbos, because that was already done from beforehand. Therefore, Reb Meir considers, even according to Reb Yeshua, that's not called Tabet Var Mitzvah, because you already did the mitzvah element. And this is going to be the principle where the Gemara is going to ask on that, that how can therefore he argue in the case of our Mishnah. Now, the case of the Sefer that Reb Meir says Reb Yeshua would say that you're going to be Pater is because you are Tarid in the Shal Shabbos one, because although that's a difficult case to understand, when you're doing the Sunday baby on Shabbos, why would you be Pater according to Reb Meir's version of Reb Yeshua? You're not even doing a mitzvah. How could that be called Tabet Var Mitzvah? It is because he mixes up the Sunday one with the Shabbos one. And as Rashi explains, you can't say that the case, according to Reb Meir, in that case of the Sunday baby and the Shabbos baby, is that he did the Bris Milah on both of them. Because that wouldn't be a mistake. He knew that one was Sunday, one was Shabbos. And therefore, the case is talking about that he mixed them up. Therefore, the difficulty of the Gemara is, so therefore we see, according to Reb Meir, where if right now, when you're doing what you think is a mitzvah, you're not tarred with something that essentially really is the mitzvah thing, which is really like the case of the Reisha, which is what Reb Meir had said, that in regards to the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby, that the Friday baby you're going to be chayiv on, because although you're actually even fulfilling a mitzvah with that, but it's not taught b'dvar mitzvah in the true dvar mitzvah that's toicha Shabbos, which is the Shabbos baby, because that was already brought by the time you did the Friday baby, and Reb Meir will hold you chayiv. So therefore, how can we explain the case of a Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that you're going to be chayiv when you bring the other carbon for the sake of the carbon tzibur, because the carbon tzibur was already brought already, and that's why you're chayiv now, because you're not considered tarred b'dvar mitzvah in the true dvar mitzvah, because it's already brought. But Rabbi Meir himself, we find that the way his explanation of the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer is that he agrees to that principle that you're going to be chayiv when that was already out of the way when you did that true dvar mitzvah, when you did the Shabbos one before the Friday one. And therefore, how could he say in that Mishnah that would be included in the case of Tarb Dvar Mitzvah, because the case of doing other karbanas for the sake of the Karban Sibur, we're explaining already that is the type of case where the Dvar Mitzvah of the Karban Sibur was already done. And that the Gemara responds as follows. V'tizbara, do you really think that is the explanation, as we had assumed, that was what Reb Meir's understanding was to ask? It contradicts how we're trying to explain our Mishnah, and therefore we had asked, how can we give that type of a teretz to explain Reb Yeshua's opinion? But mahasam, if we find over there by the sefer, deloy oved mitzvah, where you didn't even do a mitzvah, as we explained regarding the Sunday baby, where the zman of the milah didn't even come yet, and yet still potter Reb Yeshua, that Reb Meir says that according to Reb Yeshua says you're going to be exempt, but then the difficulty becomes then hechadika oved mitzvah, where you did a mitzvah, which is the case of the Reisha, which, as we had explained, that was the seemingly difficulty with Reb Meir's version of the Machlokes Reb Yeshua and Reb Eliezer, because the Friday baby, ultimately, you are doing somewhat of a mitzvah. Mechayiv? Would Reb Meir say that in such a case you're going to be chayiv? And therefore, how can you even say that Reb Meir is going along the same lines as what Reb Yeshua is talking about, to ask on that Reb Meir is contradicting what he says over here in our Mishnah based on the explanations of what we explained our Mishnah was, that you already did the Dvar Mitzvah, but how can you say that was the principles that were guiding him in his explanation of the Machlokes of Mila regarding the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, when that wouldn't even make sense? If it's based on the same principle of Tovah Dvar Mitzvah, where there at least you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah on the Friday baby, yet he holds that you're going to be Chayiv. And the Sunday baby, where you're not even doing a Dvar Mitzvah, he holds that you're going to be Potter. Rather, the Gemara gives an explanation that will then help us understand, first of all, the opinion of Reb Meir, and then to complete the resolution that it's not a difficulty on our explanation of our Mishnah, that it's talking about that the Dvar Mitzvah was already done, and that's why Reb Yeshua would agree in our Mishnah. As Amri Deber Biyani, those in the Yeshiva Biyani said, that Reisha Kugain, the case of the Reisha over there, by the case of the Bris Milah, was talking about that yesterday on Friday, he had mixed up the one of the Shabbos with the Erev Shabbos one. And that is Shekodim Umol Shol Shabbos Be'Erev Shabbos. That he had already brought the Shabbos baby on Friday. However, he still didn't realize his mistake. And he thought that the leftover baby one, the one that's now coming to Shabbos, was the Shabbos one. Now, although that he's being involved, and he thinks, at least in his own mind, that he has to go ahead and do the mitzvah of the Bris Milah on Shabbos, and he is ultimately doing the mitzvah of the Bris Milah, because although it's really the Friday one, but after the eighth day, there's at least a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Milah. In spite of that, that's what Reb Meir was saying, that you're going to be chayiv. Now, why is that? And we continue on Tamid Beis, because Shaloi Nitna Shabbos Lidachis, as we already explained and alluded to this before, is because in this case, when you already brought the Shabbos baby on Friday, Shabbos was never given over, which is different than the case then when, let's say, you had the Shabbos baby and the Friday baby both on Shabbos, and then you first did the Shabbos baby and then you did the Friday baby. Where there, that is the principle that maybe like Reb Yeshua is talking about, where on the day of Shabbos, you already did the Tumid, and then you later brought one, but then it would be that it was Nitin Lidachis. The day of that day was given over, even if you already brought it, but then, yes, Reb Yeshua would agree that you're Chayiv. However, here in this case, where Reb Meir would say even that you're going to be Chayiv, is talking about because there was never a Heter for the Shabbos, for any circumcision to be done, because the Shabbos one was already done on Friday. Now, a Friday one cannot be done on Shabbos. And therefore, there's no, quote, Shal Shabbos over here that was permitted to be done. Whereas V'Seifa, Nitna Shabbos Lidachas, it's like the case of the Seifa at least had an element of that there was some type of a Dechiyah, some type of a pushing away of the Isurim of Shabbos related to the case of the Seifa. And that's because there was still the case of the Shabbos one, as we'd explained that case, that there was the Sunday baby and the Shabbos baby, where although he did the Sunday one on Shabbos, and not even the Shabbos one, but there was the Shabbos one there, and he made a mistake, and he did the Sunday one instead of the Shabbos one, so there he's going to be exempt, even if he doesn't ultimately end up doing a mitzvah. According to Remei, you're going to be put in this version of Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara continues and says, however, Hacha, over here in the case of our Mishnah, where what we're doing is that you're slaughtering the other karbanas for the sake of the Emuri Tzibur, there is Hare Nitna Shabbos Lidachas Etzel Karban Tzibur. The reason why Remei holds in that case you're going to be putter is not a contradiction to what he says regarding Mila. Because in the case of our Mishnah, it was given over to be able to do the Karban Tzibur on Shabbos. Now, although, which is why Rabbi Yeshua holds in our Mishnah that you're going to be chayv in the Gris Trebel Yezer, is because you already brought the Karban Tzibur and this person made a mistake. So Rabbi Yeshua says there's no tub advar mitzvah right now because you already brought the Karban Tumit. And now, according to Remeir, because he's busy, he was busy with this Karban for already many days, he knows he has to bring it. So therefore he gets caught up and he forgot that they already brought the Karban Tzibur. And he says, you know what? Let me go ahead and bring this for the Karban Tzibur, for the Karban Tumit. And that is why the case of the Seifa, according to Remeir, you're going to be putter. And again, there's no contradiction over here. Because the cases of Mila and the cases of Shabbos, although they seem very similar, which is why we asked, what is Remei, how are we going to understand Remei? If the case of our Mishnah is talking about that you already did the Devar Mitzvah, and that's where Bishu holds you're going to be Chayiv, how could we say, according to Remei, that you're going to be Putter if he agrees to that principle, the way he explains the Machlekes regarding Mila in the Machlekes of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, that regarding Rabbi Yeshua, he says that you're going to be exempt in the case of when you have the Devar Mitzvah around. But when you already did the Devar Mitzvah, he holds that you're going to be Chayiv. How does that go well with what he says in our Mishnah, that if you did the Devar Mitzvah, you're still going to be Putter? The difference is, as the Gemara explains, is that the case of when you did it already on the case of Bris Mila, that he holds you're going to be Chayiv, is that you did the Shabbos one already on Friday. If you did it already on Friday, it means Shabbos was never given over. There was never any heter here whatsoever to say that there's some type of a heter, that you made a mistake for it, that you tov advar mitzvah to be potter because you already did on Shabbos, and Friday one cannot be done. There's no heter for it to be done on Shabbos, even though you ultimately did a mitzvah. Whereas the case of our Mishnah, that although it, you're right, the mitzvah was done already, but there was an element of heter for Shabbos because the tamid, which is what you're mistaking it for, and the musaf that you're mistaking it for, was allowed to be brought. It just was already brought on this day. But now that you're still making a mistake, you're being taw, it is bidvar mitzvah that was nitinli daches, and that is why Remei would hold, even in the case of a Mishnah, that one is going to be putter, and therefore the resolution for Yeshua still stands. The reason why Yeshua, however, does agree to Rabbi Eliezer is because the mitzvah was already done, the Karban Tumen was already brought, the Karban Musa was already brought, and therefore, according to at least Rabbi Yeshua's version, you are not going to be considered Tabet Va'mitzvah, and you would be Chayiv in such a case. However, the Gemara concludes with a question, so based on this, only Rav Ashi of Kahana, but Hachinami, here also regarding the case of the Reisha by Mila, where you did the circumcision of the Shabbos one already on Friday, Hare Nitna Shabbos Lidachas Etzel Tzinaikis Diyalma. However, there is still heter for milas to be done on Shabbos, and therefore it should be considered tabed vametz and pater, because there are children in the world. Every Shabbos is a child getting a bris milah on Shabbos. So it is nitin l'dachas, so why isn't this considered a tabed var mitzvah that was nitin l'dachas? That Amalei said to him, l'gabi d'hai gavr mias lo yisyav. For this person, it wasn't given over. He only had two children, and his two children didn't have anyone that was allowed to be done on Shabbos. Yes, there are children in the world, and Shabbos is nitin l'dachas in general. However, we meant specifically for this person that he had his own heter to do it on Shabbos. In the case of when you did the Shabbos one already on Friday, and now the only one that's left is the Friday one, there was no heter to be done on Shabbos because there was no child that he had to be done that was incumbent upon him to be done on Shabbos, and that's why in that case even Remei would agree that you're going to be chayv and that would not be considered tabar dvar mitzvah. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, which again was related to what we had discussed in Amud Aleph, which was, although in the beginning part of the Mishnah when we said when you do the Karban Pesach Shelo Lishma, everyone agrees that you're going to be Chayiv Achatas because you weren't fulfilling your Chiyiv of the Karban Pesach with that, and hence you were doing a Chil Shabbos not for a Dvar Mitzvah purpose. Regarding a different case, there was a Machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua if one is going to be Chayiv Achatas or if that will be included in the category of Tarbet Dvar Mitzvah. As the Gemara quotes, Our Mishnah said v'shar kol hazvachim sheshachtan l'shem Pesach, regarding all other karbanos, let's say a shlamim, some other karban, that then that you slaughtered that karban as a Pesach on Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. So it depends. Im einin ruin chayiv, if that karban was not fit for a karban Pesach, it's either a female, or if it's in its second year, or if it's from the cattle, where it doesn't even have a tarbid vay mitzah element, because you can't make the mistake, you just take a look at it, you know it's not a karban Pesach, then you're going to be chayiv achatzas according to everybody. Because maybe you're a shaygig and you made an error, but that's not considered mistaken as if you thought you were doing a dvar mitzvah. However, if the animal, for all criteria, at least externally, looks like it fits the match of being a carbon Pesach, so then we have a machlikas. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're chayev chatas because he does not hold to the principle of tarbid va mitzvah, and therefore it's like a regular chatas, regular shogi that you have that you're chayev chatas. Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Shua holds you're going to be exempt, as we'd explained, based on the principle of tarbid va mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks on our Mishnah, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Shua, the Shani Le Bein Ruin, L'Shein Ruin, that differentiates that there's a difference between when it is fit to be a Karban Pesach, that then Rabbi Shua would hold that it is considered Tarbid Vamitzah, and when it's not Roy, when you just take a look at it, and you can tell it's in the second year, it's a female, it's not from the flock, it's from cattle, that you know it's not a Dvar Mitzah, that then you would be Chayv according to Rabbi Shua. Who is it that holds like that? And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, it's the opinion of Rabbi Shua. It's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the time like within the Braisa, that there's a Machlaikis in this Machlaikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. As we learned in the Braisa, that Echad Hazvachim HaRu'uyin, the first opinion of Braisa says, whether this animal that, again, you're bringing as a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, that whether it is fit to be a Karban Pesach, Echad Hazvachim She'ein HaRu'uyin, and even if it's not fit to be a Karban Pesach, and v'chein ha-sheichet l'shem e'murit tzibur. Or let's say the same case that we had mentioned in our Mishnah, that if you're bringing this other carbon for the sake of a carbon tzibur, pot, you're going to be exempt. As that was the opinion that we had quoted from Remeir in our own Mishnah, that he holds that you're going to be exempt. And the reason is that since at least you were busy in your machshava from the time that you had designated this animal, you knew you had to bring it, and now you made a mistake and you brought it for the sake of Pesach, even though it's not even roe, it's not even fit to bring as a Karban Pesach. It's not even a male, it's a female, and the Karban Pesach has to be just a Zachar. Still, Remeir holds, and he's not the Tana of our Mishnah, he holds that it doesn't make a difference whether it's roy or ain't a roy, since you're Tarbid Var Mitzvah, you're going to be exempt. Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon said, who he's the Tana of our Mishnah, that Loi Nechleku Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua, they didn't argue, and that is even Reb Yeshua would agree, Al She'ein Ruin Shechayim. If it's not fit to be a Karban Pesach, then of course you'd be chayv, because that's not considered Tarbid Var Mitzvah. You didn't make a mistake thinking you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe you made an error. You didn't realize what you're doing is wrong, but you can't say you thought you were fulfilling the chayv of a Karban Pesach, because just look at it. You could tell it's not a Karban Pesach. Amar Nechleku, regarding when did they argue Al HaRu'uyin, when it's fit to be a Karban Pesach. Shav L'Yez Mechayev Chadis, that still Rav L'Yez holds there you're going to be Chayev Chadis, because he does not hold to the principle of Tarbid Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Shua Paiter, Rabbi Shua holds that you're going to be Pater, at least that we see that this version of Rabbi Shua in the Machlekes in our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, because Remeir holds that even She'ein Ruin, you're going to be Pater on. Which our Gemara wants to clarify now, this opinion of Remeir. I'm Rav Bibi, I'm Rav Elazar. Paiter Hayu Remeir, Afel Egel Shel Zivchei Shlam. Remeir held that even a calf of a carbon shlamim, where you would think that for sure no one could make an error thinking it's a carbon pesach, because a carbon pesach has to be brought from the flock, has to be a sheep, goat, but it can't be a calf. Even in such a case, Remeir hold that you're going to be pater. Sheshach l'shem pesach, that if you brought it for the sake of a carbon pesach, he would still include them in the category of tarbid var mitzvah, and that you'd be exempt. That the Gemara asks, Amalei Reb Zeler Rav Bibi, but Va'am Reb Yechanan said, that Moidaha Yermeir Bebali Mumin, Remeir agrees, let's say, an animal that's a Baal Mum, that has a blemish, that since it's obvious it can't be brought as a carbon, that then you're going to be Chayiv for a Chatis, even if you're trying to bring it as a carbon Pesach. So therefore, how can you say regarding the case of a calf, that you're going to be Pater? Why is it any different than a Baal Mum, where it's obvious it's not a carbon Pesach, and they shouldn't be considered as the category of Tobad Dvar Mitzvah? Samalei, he responded, no, because Bebali Mumin Leitarid Behu. By when it has a blemish, he's not involved in it. He's not engrossed the entire time thinking, when am I going to bring it? When am I going to do it? And therefore, so to speak, being confused. And yes, he could make the mistake and think it's a Karban Pesach. But whereas Vahai Tarid Be, regarding the case that we're speaking about, that yes, even though it's a calf, but since it's a carbon and he knows he's busy bringing it, he could make a mistake and decide, you know what? He thinks it's a Karban Pesach and bring it as that, and therefore it could be included in the category, since he at least has the tirda of trying to bring it as a carbon, he could ultimately make the mistake of bringing it and it could be confused as a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. But a Baal Mum, where there's no tear at all, you're not bringing it ever, that cannot be included in the category of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. And that the Gemara continues on this opinion of Remeir. Ba'yimenei Ravim Rav Nachman. Chulin L'shem Pesach. If let's say you bring an unconsecrated, it's not even kashim. You're bringing it for the sake of a carbon Pesach. My li am Reb Meir. In other words, what would Reb Meir tell us in such a case? Samalei, paitah your Meir afil chulin shum Pesach. Reb Meir would hold you exempt even if it's not even a kashim. It's not like some other carbon bring for the sake of a carbon Pesach. Even if it's chulin and you bring it a carbon Pesach, even in such a case, Reb Meir would hold that you're going to be exempt. Which the Gemara asks the same type of question, but it's even stronger here. But we just said in Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that Reb Meir would hold that you're exempt when it's Bali Mumin. And what would the reason be? Because as we said, which we had answered to differentiate between that and the case of an eagle of a calf, that's a carbon, that's a, let's say, carbon shalom, is because it's not a carbon whatsoever. And therefore you can't say that he made a mistake and to say that he thought he has to bring it, and that's why he chayim. So the question over here is, when it's chulin that's being brought for the sake of a Pesach, you should also be chayav, since it's not even a carbon whatsoever. And of course, you cannot consider that as a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. So why would you say over there that you're going to be potter because of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, even if it's chulin? And that the Gemara again differentiates. Because Bali Mumin Loi Michlafi. You're never going to confuse, you're never going to mix up Bali Mumin, an animal that has a blemish, with other kachim. Because he can't say, I made a mistake, I thought they were kachim. What do you mean? Look, it has a blemish. So of course in that case, you're going to be chayv. Hani michlafi. However, even though it's chulin, it's unconsecrated, he could confuse it and mix it up and think that the chulin animal was really the kachim animal. And he could say, I made a mistake. I thought they were kachim, and that's why he's going to be exempt. But on that, the Gemara asks, what the time of Remeir Mishum Echluvi V'lo Echluvi is the reasoning of Remeir why he holds that you're exempt in these cases is because of that you might mix it up with a different animal and that you thought it was that one which was a Karban Pesach and not that one which was a Chulin. But V'amr Abib Amr B'lazer Paitah Remeir, which was the other halacha we had said, that Remeir said that you're exempt Afila Egel Shal Zivchei Shlam Sheshachlu Shema Pesach, even if it's a calf that's a Karban Shlamim, but you brought it for the sake of a carbon Pesach, that even in such a case, Remeir will hold that you're going to be exempt. Amatayim Remeir Mishum Detarid. Obviously, the reasoning of Remeir is not because of that you're going to mix up the two, because it's just because of that you're tarid, as we explained before, you're busy, you have to bring it, and therefore when it comes time, you're going to confuse it with the carbon Pesach. That tirda is what exempts you, because you want to bring it, and therefore you're so caught up with it. And not because of mixing up. And that's why chulin, where you're not tarid, as we had said regarding Baal Mum, you're not thinking, when am I going to bring it, because it's not even consecrated. So therefore, you should be chai by the case of chulin. How are you saying that the reason is based on, if you're going to mix up the two, nothing to do with tirda, when based on the other halacha of the chiddush of Remeir, that we say even by egel of a shlamim, by a calf, that then you're going to be pater because of the principle of tarid, and not based on the principle of chilupin. And that the Gemara says, amalei, that it's either or. Tarid afagavtalei michlif, if you're busy with it, that is regarding, let's say, the case of the calf, that's a shlum. Even if you won't mix up the two, you know it's not that one, which is the Karban Pesach. But since you're so caught up and you're so tumultuous, you can make that mistake, that would be pater. And machlif afagavtalei tarid, and also even if you're not tarid with it, this is a whole animal. I'm never thinking, when am I going to bring it? But I can make a mistake of mixing up. I thought it was that one. That would also be when you're going to be pater. However, that would still work well with the exception that we said that even Remeir would agree that a Baal Mum, a blemish, that you're not going to be potter over there, because there's no mixing up the two, because you could tell that that's not that Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach doesn't have a blemish. And you're also not tarry, you're not busy saying, when am I going to bring it? Because you never bring a Baal Mum as a carbon. Now the Gemara continues on this general topic of what we're learning in the opinion of Remeir and Rabbi Shua of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Of making a mistake, of an error that you wanted to do with B'dvar Mitzvah and you didn't, that you're going to still be part of a machatas. So yes, Reb Zeir, Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Akila Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak. They were sitting in front of his house, which was some type of like a gatehouse, which Rashi calls some type of a porch. B'yasvik v'kamri, they were sitting and they were saying as follows. Amir Reb Shmuel Lakish says, Nischalif le'shvud shal naisim. If someone mixed up a spit of leftover kadshim meat, which is us to eat, b'shvud shal tzli, with a spit of roasted, of fit kosher meat that are fit to be eaten. Now, eating kosher meat is a mitzvah, as Rashi explains, from a pasuk in Shemayis in Perikov Test that says, V'ochlo oisim asher kupar, that they should eat that which they have atonement, that there's a mitzvah to eat it. Now, he mixed up. He was now eating, which he thought he was going to do with dvar mitzvah, eating the kosher meat, but instead he took the shred of nicer of leftover, which is asher to eat, V'ochlo, and he ate it. Chayiv is going to be chayiv, because although he made a mistake, he thought he was doing a dvar mitzvah, but ultimately he didn't do any mitzvah whatsoever. To the contrary, he only did an avera. And as Rashi says, Neisri chayiv on it when you do it b'mezit karas, and shagig achatas, as it says in the pasuk, v'yikur yotes, v'oichel v'avoyne yisa, so therefore he's going to be chayiv achatas in that type of case. Rabbi Yechanan says, ishtoi nidoi bo'al chayiv. If a person is intimate with his wife that's a nida, he's going to be chayiv achatas. As the Gemara later on will explain, that we're talking about a case where it's near the time of a period, and she's pregnant, where there is no mitzvah whatsoever being done. And the Gemara later on will explain, is Rabbi Yechanan arguing on the case of Rish Lakish regarding the spit? Or does he agree with Rish Lakish and is even adding on to the case of Rish Lakish? However, Yevimti Nidi Baal Pater. However, if he is intimate with his Yevama, which is when his brother dies childless, then he has to marry his brother's, his now deceased brother's wife. If she was a Nida at that time, he's going to be exempt. Now, there's two approaches and explanation, as we had just alluded to, in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, in contrast to the opinion of Rish Lakish. Ikudami, that those that say, in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that kol shekein bahi, that most definitely in the case of Neisser, when you had mixed up the spit of leftover meat with the kosher meat, the mechayiv, that you're going to be chayiv, just like Rish Lakish said, that you would be chayiv, because the law is a mitzvah. Because there is no even, like, inkling of a mitzvah being done over there, because that's just nicer meat. There's no mitzvah whatsoever to eat nicer meat. For, to the contrary, there's an aver in this karas of even doing b'mezit. So there, of course, Rabbi Yechon would agree that you're going to be chayiv, and it's not included in tovet b'dvar mitzvah. But over here, that although that she's pregnant, as the Gemara is going to explain, and therefore there is no mitzvah up here for Rivia, because you can't have children when she's already pregnant. However, there is somewhat of a mitzvah of what's called simchas ishtoi, of the woman's conjugal rights, which is being intimate with her, which that itself is a mitzvah. That is what Rabbi Yechanan is adding. Although there is some type of a hint of a mitzvah, still that would not be considered enough to be considered tabed var mitzvah to be exempt. And even there you'd be chayiv, so Rabbi Yechanan doesn't argue in your shlokesh. To the contrary, he even adds on more, even when there's an inkling of a mitzvah, still you're going to be chayiv and it will not be included in tabed var mitzvah. Ishtad dami, however, there are those that say that no, he argues in your shlokesh. By he potter, in the case of the nicer spit, which got mixed up with the kosher spit, that you would be exempt. Now, my time, what's the reason? Because Hassam, over there by the case when he was intimate with his wife, that's Anida, Hassam hu dehavale lishiyule, he should have asked her, are you Anida or not? And therefore, you're negligent. That's not considered ta, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for a chatas. I will hoch over here by the case of the spit that Rish Lakish said you're going to be chayiv. No, Rebbechen holds you're going to be potter. Because he should not have asked, because there's no one to ask. You can't ask a spit, hey, are you kosher meat or not? And therefore, lo, there you're not going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan argues and holds that you're going to be potter, because there's no element of having to ask, and therefore it is included in the halacha of tov b'dvar mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, maishno yevimte, why does he differentiate between a yevama, which he holds that you're going to be potter, in spite of the fact that he could have asked her, are you a nida, the ka'avin mitzvah, because obviously he holds that he's fulfilling a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of yibum, which is with the first time that he's intimate with his yevama, that's a mitzvah that he's fulfilling. And therefore, although there's an element of shiyuli that he could have asked, but since you're doing a mitzvah, Rabbi Yechon would consider that a tabed va mitzvah to hold your potter. But ishtoi nami ka'avin mitzvah, with his wife, he's also fulfilling a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah per yibum, of procreating, of having children, being intimate with his wife is fulfilling a mitzvah. So why over there are you saying that it's going to be chayiv? And that the Gemara answers, b'ishti mubaris. We're talking about that she's pregnant, and therefore there is no mitzvah of per v'river being fulfilled with her, and that's why there will not be an overriding factor of tabed va mitzvah, because he could have asked her. And that the Gemara asks, boy, ikas simchas oina, but there is still a mitzvah he's fulfilling, even when she's pregnant, which is a mitzvah of what's called oina, which is her conjugal rights. As the Gemara says, m'sechtes ksubis nav samach alfam beis, depending on what type of a person he is, how many times and how often does he have to be intimate with his wife. But either way, there is that mitzvah.
And that the Gemara answers, Shalei b'shasai nasa. We're talking about that it's not during those times when he has his chiyuvim to be intimate with her. And that's why there's no mitzvah being fulfilled at this time when he's being intimate with her, when she's a nida. And that's why, since he should have asked, he's going to be chayiv. But on that the Gemara asks, but again, V'amar Rava, Rava says, Chayiv adam l'sameach ishta b'dvar mitzvah. A man has to make his wife happy with a dvar mitzvah, which is a reference to being intimate, even not during the time of her oina when he's obligated to her. If he sees that she so desires it, he has the obligation to be intimate with her. And therefore, there is always this mitzvah that's going to be fulfilled, and therefore, it should be just like the case of Yavama. And even though he could have asked, just like he could have asked by Yavama, it seems like from the case of Yavama, even though he could have asked, that still overrides and considered in the category of Tabat Vamitza, and therefore he should be exempt even by his wife. And that the Gemara answers, Samach Levesta, we're talking about that it's near his wife's period. And there's a Isser in the Torah, which the Gemara Masechta Shavuos learns in Daf Yud Ches Mabeis from the fact that it says, V'hizartim es b'nei Yisrael, that when it comes time, V'hidva b'nei Dasa, that there's a warning for the Jewish people that you have to separate, which is called the Aina, that he has to separate from his wife near the timing of a period, and therefore there is no mitzvah of being intimate with his wife, because to the contrary, there's an Isser. But that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if this case that we're contrasting his wife with the Yavama is talking about a case when it's close to her period, then afil yivim teinami. That means even by his Yavama, when it's near her period, there is no mitzvah whatsoever being done at that time, and therefore he should be chayiv. And that the Gemara explains as follows, that yivim tei buzz mina. That is, he's embarrassed to ask his Yavama, who he just got to know, it was his sister-in-law, and he was never intimate with her, and he's embarrassed to ask her if it's close to her period or not. And that's why it's still considered Tabat Dvar Mitzvah, because there was no requirement to say that he should have asked, because he couldn't have asked. It was embarrassing for him. But his wife, he's not embarrassed. He knows her very well, and he's not afraid to ask these types of things. Therefore, since he should have asked her, and he didn't, that's why it will not be included, although there is a Dvar Mitzvah being done over here, possibly. However, it will not be considered because since he should have asked her, is it near your time of your vest? Then he would have known if she's in need or not. Since he should have asked, that's considered negligent and not considered Tabat Dvar Mitzvah. Now the Gemara, after it just explained the understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yechanan, this that he says that you're going to be exempt because of this element of Tabat Dvar Mitzvah, which is the case by Yevimtoi, and regarding the other case that he argues on Rish Lakish, regarding the case of the Shvud, if he argues on that case, the question is, Kaman, who is he like when he says that you're going to be putter when you're being Isik Bidvar Mitzvah? That the Gemara says, Ilem Rabbi Yosi, if you say that it's like Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara is going to go through many different opinions and ultimately not find a source for Rabbi Yechanan to say in his specific case, a raya from other Tanakh opinions, that we would see that they agree that that would be considered Tabat Dvar Mitzvah to be exempt in such a case. That is, if he says like Rabbi Yosi did not like learn the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, the Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, if the first day of Sukkot is Shechalias B'Shabbos, comes out on Shabbos, where then there's an Isser to go ahead and take the lulav. B'shachach v'hitzi es lulav l'shusharam. Now he forgot, and he took out the lulav to Rishusharam, which is being over on the Isra of Hitzah. Patri is going to be exempt. Memnei shahitzi b'shus, because he did it permissibly in the sense of that he was allowed to go ahead and take the lulav, which is minat Torah. There is a mitzvah to take the lulav even on Shabbos, where there's a mitzvah over here, and he was busy with that. Now, although ultimately he ended up doing an Isser by going in Rosh Hashanah and carrying it, that will be considered Tabat Dvar Mitzvah. So l'chari, that should be a source for Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And I think where it says no, because Dimashani Hasam, maybe that case is different, Dizmani Bahal, because the timing makes him tumultuous, because it's only today that he could be fulfilling this mitzvah of lulav and esrog. And therefore, if not now, then when? Because once it comes nighttime, he can't do it anymore. So therefore, he's going to carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is why we ultimately made a gzera that we do not take the lulav and esrog when it comes out on Shabbos. But he's going to go to a baki to say, can you show me how to do this? Because I have to shakla today. And therefore, there we will consider Tabat Dvar Mitzvah because he's so bahul. But in the case of what Rabbi Yechanan is talking about, which is when he's being intimate with that, he's not so bald, he has time, he could do it with the Yavama whenever he wants to do it. Therefore, maybe there, it wouldn't be a raya, maybe they would hold that you would be chayav achatas. So then the Gemara says, rather, maybe the source for him is Rabbi Shua by other karbanas, which in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says that you're exempt if you went and shechted some other carbon for the sake of a carbon Pesach, because of what's called Tabat Dvar Mitzvah, and you ultimately did a mitzvah, because any carbon is kosher, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and is done for the shame of Pesach. Therefore, maybe that should be the source. And again, the Gemara says, Dimel Hasim Nami Zmanu. Maybe there also it's not a raya because this man of the Karban Pesach is Bahul, which has to be done today. And therefore, he's concerned that he's going to miss the time. And then he ends up mixing up and taking a different carbon for the Karban Pesach. Maybe over there, Rabbi Shu would hold that that's considered Tovah Dvar Mitzvah. But when it's not so time limited, like in the case of being intimate with his Yavama, then Rabbi Shu would agree that you'd be chayv. So then the Gemara continues searching for the source. Ve'elik Rabbi Yeshua d'tinaikis. So maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua that we had mentioned earlier that it's regarding the children of the Bris Mila, where there we find that he holds that you're going to be exempt because of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. And again, the Gemara says that can't be the source because Hasam Namis Malibol, there it's also time limited that it has to be today on this timing. And therefore there, when you do the wrong thing, that you'll be exempt, but not by Yavama. So rather, let it be Rabbi Shua that talks about the halachas of truma. That now, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, that says Haya Oichel b'truma, if he was eating truma, v'neidushu ben grusha ben chalutz, and he finds out that hey, you're not a kosher kain, you're the son of a woman that was divorced that married a kain, or the son of a chalal, that is, he becomes what's called a kain chalal, which in these halachas he has a halachic status of totally a non-kain of a zar. As it says in the pasuk regarding a kain that marries a grusha, it says, lo yichal zar, he should not desecrate his children, which means that he's mechal of them from the din of kahuna. They're not kosher in the sense of they're not allowed to be eating truma. And this person, he's had assumed he's a kain, which because his father was a kain, and now he's in the middle of eating truma, and he finds he's ben grusha ben chalutza. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yezer mechayev kain mechemish. Rabbi Yezer holds that the individual, as like any zar, any non-kohen that eats truma b'shegig, he's chayiv to pay the actual amount that he consumed, and another fifth because he ate it b'shegig. Rabbi Shua Paiter. Rabbi Shua holds that he's exempt, and the reason is because of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So that should be a source for Rabbi Yechanan. And that the Gemara says, and there it's not bahol, he's not caught up, yet it's not zmanei bahol. So therefore that should be the source. And the Gemara says no, because dima k'd Rabbi Bar Abaye, it could be as Rabbi Bar Abaye had explained. Dam Rabbi Bar Abaye, it's Toma b'truma be'erv ha-Pesach. It's Toma that he was consuming this truma on Erev Pesach, this man of Bahol, because he has to eat it before this man of Chametz is over, where it is time limited and he is in a state of confusion to consume it. And therefore, that is where he would hold that Yitob Advar Mitzvah, but again, not a right to the case of Yavama, which is not Zman HaBaal. Then the Gemara says, Inami. Another reason why that case of Rabbi Shua in Masechtas Trumas would not be a raya to the case of Rabbi Yechanan is Shani Truma Dikra Avoida. That Truma is different because the consumption of Truma is called Avoida as if it's doing the service of Hashem, as the Gemara later on will explain. And Va'avoida, the Avoida of a Chalal, when he does it B'Shegig, which is the case of what we're talking about, he was doing the Avoida by eating this Truma, and although he's a Chalal, Achr, Rahmana Akshar, the Torah actually says that it's going to be kosher. In other words, you don't. The reason of Rabbi Shua over there that holds that you're putter is not even because of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, as if you did something wrong, but you were mistakenly doing it, and therefore that's why you're exempt. The reason why you're exempt according to Rabbi Shua is because you actually, what you did was permitted, was at least after the fact. Because this avoida of the eating of the truma, when a chal does it, after the fact, it is kosher. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah over there that says, if the kohen was standing and doing the avoida, he's actually bringing karbanos on the mizbeach. He finds out, you're not kosher to do the avoida. We found out that your father had married a divorced woman. So the first opinion says, all the avoidas that he did, all the karbanos, they're all possible, all invalid, was done by a non-kohen. Rabbi Shua says, no, the karbanos are kosher. Definitely can't do it now anymore, but what he had done was kosher. For me, we said, my time, Rabbi Shua, what's the reason, Rabbi Shua? He's a chal, he's a zar, he's a non-kain. Why what he had done was kosher? The Chassivah says in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Baruch Hashem Chelei, Hashem should bless his power, his might. That's what the word Chelei means. However, that Pasuk is in reference to Kehanim. As the Pasuk over there says, Yisimu Keteres Ba'apecha, they should place the Keteres in your nose, in your nostrils. In other words, bringing the Keteres. And there it says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Hashem should bless their Cheloi, which is the word Cheloi is Chalalim Shabli. The Chalalim, even the Chalalim of the Kehanim, Hashem should bless them. And the Pasuk says, Ufoil Yad of Tirtza, and that the handiwork of his hands should be willing. And therefore we see that even the Chalalim, what they had done, was Tirtza, and therefore even what he had done was good. And therefore, since we find that avoida that a chal does is good, therefore this avoida of eating the truma, even though he is a chal, It's not even based on Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah to say that it's going to be a riot, like, and that we need to be mechalik like the first teretz was to say, oh, but that it's like Rav Bibi Bar Abaye that said it's Tolman in the Zman of Bol of Erev Pesach. No, it's because it wasn't even considered Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. It was actually a fulfillment of a mitzvah after the fact, as the pasuk says, the fall of Yad of Tirtzah. But that the Gemara asks, with Truma Heche Ikri Avoida, where do we find that the consumption of Truma is called, quote, Avoida, that it should be included in the pasuk of a fall of Yad of Tirtzah? As the Gemara says, the time like learn the Brisa, Ma'aseh b'Reb Tarfon. There was this incident that happened with Reb Tarfon. Shloibah emes lebeis hamedrash. He did not come in the evening to the beis hamedrash. So l'shachris matzir m'lil. In the morning, m'lil found him. And Amalei said, "Mimnei la boisa, mimnei ma leibasa emes lebeis hamedrash. Why didn't you come last night to the beis hamedrash? We're waiting for you for night seder." Amalei avoida vadi. He says, "I was doing the avoida." So Amalei kol d'vrecha in el adiver tema. Whatever you're saying is bewildering to me. Where do we have the Avodah today? It's not based on Migdash. What are you talking about that you're doing the Avodah? I know you're a Kohen, but what does that mean? Amaloi, he said to him, Hareyu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, we continue on top of Ayin Gimel and Aleph, in a Pasuk in Bamidbar, Avodah's Matanam, an Avodah of gifts, which means the Matnos Kohuna, which is what Truma is, Etin is Kohunaschim, I will give you Kohanim, that's what I gave to them, V'hazar HaKarv Yumas, and however, the non-Kohen that comes near, he'll die, which is that this Matnes Kohuna, which is Truma, is the Pasuk is equating it to an Avoida, and that's why the Zarda does it will die, and that is Asu Achilas Truma Begvulin. The Pasuk equated the consumption of Truma in the Gvulin, meaning out of the Beis HaMikdash, Kavoidas Beis HaMikdash, as if it was the actual Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Yeshua holds that Yepater. And therefore, again, there's no source for Rabbi Yochanan from this halacha. Even according to the even if it wasn't in the case of Zman Libal, because it was actually a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Truma, and that's why according to Yeshua, you're going to be Pater, because even though it was a chal and a non-kayin, since Truma is called Avoida, as we find in the Pasuk of Avoida's Matana, and therefore, retroactively, what the kayin, who, when he didn't know that it was a zar, that it was a chal, we say that a foil of Yod of Tirtza, that what he had done is good, that is, Baruch Hashem Chela, that even what the chalom do is going to be an Avoida, and again, that's why it has nothing to do with the element of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, because it wasn't Tav, it was actually a fulfillment of a mitzvah.